As today goes by, it is going to be in the mid-20s, blue skies and baking sunshine. Now, the British Red Cross is actually issuing first aid advice for people in the heat wave, and it stretches right across the UK. You could end up falling ill. There's no question or doubt about that. You can dehydrate, you can get burned, you can be over drinking, overeating. There are many reasons why you could fall foul of some ill health. I want to speak to Joe Mulligan, who's got some points to make about this, head of first aid education with the Red Cross. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Joe. Just for people generally, what is the advice?
Well, I suppose, first of all, is to, as you've rightly said in your introduction, is to acknowledge why there are risks associated with hot weather. And clearly, I don't want to spoil all the fun for your listeners here. But if you look at all the evidence, it tends to be that most heat-related illnesses and conditions occur because the person has been in the heat too long, or they have potentially overexerted, or they haven't taken enough fluids on board. And I think all of that sounds like common sense in a way, but clearly it's not sufficiently common when the weather is as hot as it has been and is going to continue to be for a prolonged period. So the advice really is to stay out of the sun at the hottest time, take plenty of water or fluids on board, and even wear a hat on hot days can make a significant difference.
It's amazing the number of people, especially young blokes, who throw off the shirt. They're running about in the shorts. They're getting well and truly, in their opinion, suntanned, and many of them are. But there is that danger of being in the sun and everything that goes with it. Also, you see, you know, young families out and about. They've got their, you know, they're very proud of their wee baby, and they're showing him or her off. But they don't always have a wee bonnet on the baby's head. That's sort of irresponsible, to say the least, doesn't it?
Well, I suppose what it indicates, of course, is you rightly said again, that we're not naturally accustomed to this, and when it does occur, we are slightly surprised by it, as we are with most extremes in weather in the UK. But you're absolutely right in relation to the extremes around age as well. So, you know, in terms of vulnerability, we're extremely concerned, of course, naturally about the elderly, those with pre-existing medical conditions, and our little people as well in terms of babies. And with regards to, as you described it, young people running around without shirts on, of course, there are two points there. One, of course, you know, take preparation and keep your shirt on, you know, depending on how much flesh you want to expose. But if you want to expose your flesh, then obviously use a high-factor sun cream or something that will ultimately prevent the skin damage. But your other point, again, is valid, is, you know, many of us undertake, as I described it, activities that we wouldn't normally do. So we get really ambitious about undertaking exercise or whatever. So the point I was making earlier is if you do that, of course, that's an admirable thing to do, but do it in a staged manner and don't do it at the highest point of the day in terms of the temperature.
Are elderly friends and relatives more at risk than the Joes and Josephines who are running about, toing and froing, coming and from work?
Yes, right. I mean, one of the things that happen, of course, when we get older is many of us have pre-existing medical conditions and, you know, circulatory conditions, etc. So there is an increased vulnerability associated with that, especially where we're conscious of those who have, you know, breathing conditions, a whole range of upper respiratory conditions that ultimately can be exacerbated in the warm weather. So, again, you know, take all of the clinical advice. And of course, in a first aid context, if you are sufficiently concerned about somebody's well-being, then there are occasions when you may actually have to default to dialing 999. And again, the more common conditions probably fall into two categories. The first one I think we're most familiar with is probably heat exhaustion. And this happens when we lose too much fluid from our body. When we lose fluid from our body, of course, we lose the salts and sugars that are necessary to our day-to-day survival. And, you know, the manifestation of that really may be that you feel dizzy, or you're potentially confused, or you may have a headache. You know, obviously, the obvious sign is that you will be sweating. And interestingly, from a clinical perspective, your skin actually may feel cold and you may feel sick. So, you know, those are the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion. So the advice with regards to that is just to get the person out of the sun as quickly as possible, get them into the shade and rehydrate them. And the tip about rehydrating somebody who is in that condition is not to give them a large volume of fluids immediately, but give them a small amount regularly. And ideally, yes, water is brilliant, but if you have access to isotonic drinks, and I think most of us probably do nowadays, you know, what they do is they actually help to replace more quickly the salts and the sugars that you have lost as a result of the heat exhaustion.
And one final point, and it's not about the men and women who may be listening or the boys and girls. It's about the animals. I've seen people with dogs in cars. I mentioned this at the tail end of the programme yesterday, and I noticed one young woman said, "Don't tell Frank, but I've got my dog in a cage." And I was just thinking, you know, okay, she was doing it tongue-in-cheek, but the point is that if you're keeping your dog in a cage on a hot day like today or yesterday or tomorrow, it's not fair on the poor animal.
Well, I think that's probably right. Obviously, Frank, I'm talking to you as part of the world's largest humanitarian organization, so more in tune with the human audience than the animal audience, but the principles you make are absolutely right. And I think some of the principles we adopt in this hot weather period for ourselves, we also should give due consideration to our pets and to our animals.
Couldn't agree more. Joe, a good timely reminder for us all to be aware of the dangers of the sun, because they do exist. Thanks for coming on, Joe. Thank you.
Cheers, Frank. Great.
And don't be afraid to ring 999 if you're seriously concerned about someone who is suffering from heat stroke.